Orthopedic Center, also by Tallgrass Motors and First Baptist Church. Got an event coming up, 16th year for All That Jazz. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and we are talking All That Jazz, the 16th annual, and Moritz McCorvey, Mark Haskell, both in to help me out on this one this morning. Mark, let's talk just a moment on the event, first of all. 16 years that this has been going on. That's marvelous.
It's hard to believe.
It is.
It is. And, Morris and I were talking. I think he's been involved for 14 of the 16, and Debbie and I have been involved for 12 of the 16.
Yeah.
So it's just part of our annual routine, something we look forward to start the year off in a fun way.
Well, and we have so many excellent fundraisers in town, but I commented to Morris that at least in it, my personal opinion, not trying to state anything for anybody other than myself, it's one of the best around.
Thank you. Debbie and I go to a lot of fundraisers, and one of our goals has been, and for the whole committee, is how do you spend less time sharing information or trying to get money out of people and just have a good time. And so, as we like to call it, it's party with a purpose.
It is, and it does it very well, and it's one of those things. I think it's nice that we look at so many different ways to raise money in this town.
Right.
There are good things you can do. You can have a chili cook-off, or you can have a golf tournament, or you can do many things that are copied nationally.
Yeah.
But, when it comes to, we only have one Harley party.
That's
we
right.
only have one All That Jazz.
Yeah.
And it all works.
Yeah.
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 And Morris, I know that the beneficiary, of course, Westside Community Center, you, the folks that come in those doors 360 days a year, and the community benefits for what goes on as a result of All That Jazz.
Absolutely, Charlie. We have seen our attendance after school, kids coming in to do their work and studies double over the past year. And in this past year, as we approach this 16th annual celebration, we're actually seeing those kids come back and serve on our board of directors, serve as volunteers,
yeah.
And the cycle is completing, so to speak.
Well, and that's true. I've had the opportunity, and I know you've commented on different ones who are now adult leaders in our community.
Yep.
Got something. I got an appreciation for music. I got an appreciation for poetry. I learned people skills at Westside.
Yes, and I'm willing to come back and be a citizen and serve as I promised when I was a kid at the center.
Yeah.
And this is not an exaggeration. The day before last, I had my blood taken by a graduate of the Westside Community Center's work ethic program out at the medical center. I went and cashed my check at the Truity Credit Union and was serviced by a graduate of the work ethics program at the Westside Community Center. And I went out to get a prescription filled and ran into an assistant out there at Walgreens who is a participant now in the work ethics program at the Westside Community Center.
And their employers all appreciate that.
Yes, and it's always a surprise and a shock to me when I see, it shouldn't be a shock, but it's a surprise, when I see them already taking care of their business and inquiring about the well-being of the center and how they can help. That's the most important thing to me.
And wanting to pay it back and pay it forward to another generation of what now young people.
Exactly. One of the things I tell them probably too often is we love you, we care for you, but we need your tax dollars and your citizenship desperately, and they finally take it to heart.
It takes at least seven times to hear a message and really carry it away, and I know they heard that message in life every day.
Yes, Yes, you know, I think that far too often, especially in our community, we give without that caveat, you know, and so that's the reason why I want to make sure they know that I'm delivering it jovially, but I'm serious about that commitment.
We require a commitment.
Yes, sir.
And there's a famous quote, and I don't remember who it is, but there are two types of people of value in the world, those with a commitment and those who require a commitment of others.
Yes, that's a good one, Charlie.
Yeah, and I'll think of who said it eventually, probably 10 minutes after
we're
on
that.
The air.
Yeah.
But it's a quote that I've remembered for some time. An event with a purpose, but I want to talk about the event a little bit, because Morris found us a great musical group for this year.
He really did. You know, as you know, we try to find people that are musicians, that are good quality musicians. We actually try to stay within the region to support our regional local musicians.
Right.
But people that know how to play a tune that people can get on the floor and dance, or in my case, make a fool out of themselves too.
But nobody's looking. It's all okay.
But, yeah, that's right. They figure if I can get up there and do that, then they can probably get up there too.
They're so busy making fools of themselves, they don't notice. Right.
Right. Yeah, give us, the rest of us, courage to do the same.
Right. Exactly. But so this year we have Charlie Reed and the Full Flavor Kings, and you know, they've got a great stellar reputation in Tulsa and in this area for just being good quality musicians and knowing how to play tunes that people like to dance to.
I recognize the name. I have not heard them, but yeah. I'm looking forward to a great performance.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, you may have heard them, because as we were discussing before earlier, you know, those musicians play in so many different groups, mm-hmm. you know, that you've heard this particular kind of funk somewhere or other.
Probably have heard them individually as a member of something else, but not as this ensemble.
Yeah, in the context of what I would call this morning Tulsa funk. Yeah. You know, as I said earlier, you know, we've had a classical jazz and smooth jazz, and I think we've covered the spectrum, but this may well be the funkiest band that we've had for all that jazz in my 14 years.
Well, that says something about that, and I think it's going to be fun.
Probably says something about what to expect, folks.
Well, right. and that's okay, because it's all for a good cause, and if you can't have fun in the process, then something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah, getting funky for a cause this year.
I like that idea. and you're honoring a couple of great honorary chairs this year.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got Debbie and Dennis Halpin. They've been big supporters of the event and Westside Community Center, and you know, with Dennis from Trudy, the CFO there, and Debbie is the director of Hopestone.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there prominent in the community, and both have big hearts and give back a lot.
Yeah.
And then we have a young couple this year, Daniel and Kaylee West. Kaylee is in IT at ConocoPhillips, and Daniel is now the strength and conditioning coach at the high school.
Okay.
But he also has a Pure Health Performance, a fitness area down here. They mm-hmm. have a new baby. But Kaylee's been active in raising money for anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. She does a fundraiser. She is on a committee that does a fundraiser every year. They call
for
it
Peaceful
what?
Warriors.
Warriors program. So
we're pub crawl. It's a pub crawl.
Yeah. So we're happy to have both of these couples and what they bring and represent to the community and to the Westside Community Center.
We haven't actually mentioned the event date coming up on February 3rd. That
correct.
Is a first weekend in February.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of
beautiful,
fun.
Beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We,
I'll check with our meteorologist.
I will write that on the calendar and make every effort I can, which is no control over the weather at all, to make it come true.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate that, Charlie.
But it is an indoor event, so either way, we've got you covered.
Yeah. If it's anything other than 18 inches of snow, we're covered.
Yeah.
And exquisite cuisine at the Country Club, of course.
There are a few better in town. So
that I know of.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
We will take a short break and continue and invite you to All That Jazz when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, again, Mark Haskell and Morris McCurvey in this morning. We're talking primarily All That Jazz. The reason for All That Jazz is, of course, the Westside Community Center and the lives that have been built and changed and continue to be built today at the Westside Community Center.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I'll be leaving from here going out to Wilson School to meditate with fourth and fifth grade boys and talk about how to create and maintain peace in our school and environments and in ourselves and our Peaceful Warriors program.
And for those that don't know, this is, I'll say I've been aware of it. I'm trying to count back. Probably I'll be all wrong on dates, but somewhere around the last 7 or 8 years.
Right, almost a decade.
Yeah, and it seems as though this has been, you know, one of the premier programs lately of Westside. You see a need and you say we can fill that need.
Right, and sometimes, you know, a need arises and you get the privilege of being called upon to help address it. And in this case, we had a situation at Wilson where a counselor called us, Karen Salgi, and we got together with them and created a program that has been able to serve our about 1,000 guys or more over the past 10 years, you know.
And
teaching them primarily mindfulness and appreciation, working in gratitude. Gratitude, Charlie, seems to be one of the most vital needs of the day.
Yeah, it certainly on the national level, and I'm not getting into anything on politics today, but there are a lot of people who might need to be reminded.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with politics, but it has everything to do with individual excellence and personal development and the capacity to develop the freedom of being able to control oneself rather than to need to be controlled, you know.
And that's where the individual responsibility should lie.
Right, yeah.
And what's been fun for us is, you know, 1 year we had, that's our honorary co-chairs, we had leaders out of the school system, and to hear their testimony on the difference they saw as they picked up these fifth grade boys and taught them how to have conflict in a constructive way, in a peaceful way, and by the time they got to the ninth and tenth grade, they could see the difference in the way the students interacted with each other from before and then after the program.
So. Yeah, well, conflict is useful. Conflict happens, whether it's a conflict of music, as in jazz, or conflict of colors, as in good art, or conflict in life. It happens. Yeah. It's how we resolve it.
Right. Resolution is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Right.
And this for those that haven't had the opportunity, really, Morris, you do it through the program one day at a time with these kids.
We do, and we try to do it comprehensively, Charlie, as far as, you know, as far as addressing their nutrition, their comfort with educational aspirations and academic work, and as I said, their mindfulness as far as practicing the golden rule and being a good citizen is concerned.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these kids haven't had the opportunity to have all of this presented to them in a holistic way, you know, in a pressure-free environment and context. And so we find that it makes a difference in supplementing what's done at the schools and complementing what's done at homes, and the results is manifest in the kids that we work with.
Yeah, and by now, your first group of youngsters are now adults out replicating what you're doing.
Well, you know, this is the first group that's coming back, yeah. And so we got about two groups that are out as adults now. You know, this is the first wave of returnees, so there'll probably be a second wave on the short end of these. Okay. And some kids in the pipeline, so to speak. So the investment of the past decade, I think, is going to bear quite a bit of a fruit in citizenship.
Well, I think this is one of the current premier programs of Westside. I don't want to leave your dedication to the arts out, because that brings in so much of the rest of the spectrum.
Right. Well, you know, it all addresses the creative use of one's education. You know, as a matter of fact, we just added an aid to our STEM program, you know, so we'll still be working in the arts. We'll be doing it with computers and in ways that are forward-looking, as well as dealing with the classics, you know.
Yeah. STEM can be STEAM so easy.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know who came up with that, but it was a brilliant addition, you know, and it opened up some areas and some for volunteerism and opportunities that we've already reaped benefits from. We've already had some people reach out to us about the arts and adding that in a way that complements what we have as far as computer capacity and increased technology.
Yeah, I think this is just going to add one more reason that people need to find out what goes on within the doors.
One more way to make sure we don't lose one child, that no child is left behind, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The tickets for All That Jazz, I don't know how many means, but I know that they are available at the West Side and other places.
Yep. They can call us and we'll make sure they get tickets, 336-6760. And that is the major hub.
That's right. Or they can call me tickets. And I have a Square device and can take a credit card over the phone if they want. Or
If you have attended before, you probably got something in the mail because I did. And so I know that you are making sure that those who have already had a good time can come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we have about 200 people every year. And so we have a pretty good crowd of regulars and then people that hear about it and come in. And so it's a nice group and have a good time.
Yeah, it's almost gotten to be like a reunion.
Yeah, I would say that. Anything about the menu for the evening that we want to talk about?
It's going to be good.
Oh, there you go. I like that part.
Yeah.
It's still something of a mystery, but, you know, one thing that's in no doubt, the folks in the at the country club will try to outdo themselves as they do every year.
I have no doubt.
We do a buffet every year. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going out this afternoon to work with Cindy on the menu.
You know, it's only those tasting parties when you decide what you right. want. That's the best part of having
absolutely,
an event.
Absolutely. Sometimes I have to repeat it because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, the first I need time. Another bite of this over here.
But we do a good selection, a variety of protein. We try to do it like a beef or a seafood and you know, maybe a chicken or something. Mm-hmm. And then we do a good starches and a good variety of vegetables and some desserts. And so depending on your you know, it's people like me that never met a meal they didn't like. I'm always pretty easy to please. Those that have, you know, particular things they like and don't like, there's always enough there they can build a plate to fit their needs, whether they're vegetarian or gluten-free or whatever they are, which we can accommodate that.
And I think that is becoming more and more an important part of holding a event with food is that realizing that not everybody is steak and potatoes, so to speak.
Right.
And some who think they are quickly finding out that they're not, you know. Yeah. I've never seen anyone who went without, you know, because of preferences.
Regardless of your dining preference, I know that your music preferences are going to be well met this year. So
absolutely. I this is one of those situations where I don't think even the squarest of the square is going to be able to sit down.
Yeah.
You know, even I'll have to get up and dance, Charlie.
Well, I will share that experience, I guess, and it'll be fun.
I'm sure it'll be on Facebook.
It's out there now. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun all the way around, and the rest of the room will probably have fun in the process, too.
Oh, I'm sure. I've seen people back in the kitchen and the bar area dancing.
If they're, you know, that's the nice thing about it. I think if I had a job at the country club, I'd have to, you know, come to work and enjoy myself. So.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, quite often we've had some of our graduates, some of our Westside community kids back there in the kitchen area working doing that. So that aspect of reunion is cogent too.
If somebody wants to get plugged into some of the programs at Westside, again, easiest thing is just drop in the front door.
Right, just drop into your Westside Community Center at 501 South Buse. It's a couple of blocks south of the Salvation Army, one block south of Agape, two blocks west of where Sonic used to be.
Yep.
Give us a call, 918-336-6760.
Stop in, take a look at your new computer lab. Well, it's still new enough, I can call it new. All the other things that are going on as well.
Right, especially after school when we have the most fun and controlled chaos you can imagine.
The west side of Bartlesville, between you and the new Boys and Girls Club and other organizations, it's a hopping place after school.
Those kids are so fortunate, you know, and I'm thinking about the kids from the east side who have to come so far to experience experience it, you know. But yeah, we enjoy it, talking about it. Jason Barter and the Gaines and I, you know, between the three of us and Sherry up the street and the concern, we pretty much got it covered, you know. It's just you can't do everything on the west side.
But you do a good job of covering all of Bartlesville from one central location.
Thank you. You know, one of the things we have achieved and I'm most proud of is that we do have kids from the furthest reaches of Bartlesville coming over to the Westside Community Center now, especially on Chess Night, Thursday nights, and that would have been unimaginable 10 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tickets are available for All That Jazz, and much of it, of your ticket price, is a tax-deductible donation.
It is, about 60% of it.
Okay, thanks much, guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
The State Corporation Commission orders utilities to start tracking their savings from a new tax